I'm pleased to welcome Claudia McKenzie. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Ian.
Yeah, nice to... No, welcome to our humble studio.
Yes, it's very cosy.
It is, isn't it? It's intimate, I think, is the word we're looking for. It used to be quite dark in here as well, especially when the light broke, but it's fairly bright now. We've got a brand new light, so we can see one another clearly.
Oh, it's very lovely. I'm very happy to be here.
And you're playing tonight, aren't you, Claudia?
I am. We've
got to mention that. So just tell us... I mentioned it earlier, but just tell us where and for the cause that the gig is supporting.
So tonight's gig is Claudia and the Brady Bunch, with my band. It's at the Red Bull in Newnham. It's called the Side Streets Festival, and it's a charity concert for the Pulmonary Hypertension Association.
Excellent. And I've got to ask you this. If you're called Claudia and the Brady Bunch, do you remember the original TV series, The Brady Bunch? You don't look old
vaguely.
Enough.
Vaguely. I sort of know how the intro goes.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't want to sing it for us, do you?
No.
You got better songs to sing than the intro to The Brady Bunch. Yeah, I used to like the bit, you know, I used to see they had good graphics on the TV series. Did you see any of the films? Because they kind of remade.
Didn't, no.
Did you not? You just thought it sounded like a good name.
Well, I used to have braids.
Ah, you did. And when did the braids go?
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
So I'm now confusing everyone, but I can't bother to change the name and the promo, so...
So how long did you have the braids for?
15 years.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So that was presumably getting rid of those was a big decision.
It was quite, although saying that, lots of people don't recognise me anymore.
And what prompted it? What made you decide to...
I need to have a little bit of a rest.
Yeah, new image.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us? You're going to play a couple of songs. We played one of yours in the last hour that you kindly sent on ahead. Happy, I think it's was called, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And what are you going to play for us this morning? What's your first song?
I'm going to play a song called Are We There Yet?
Okay.
It's my travelling song, and I went on a journey with a couple of my best friends last year, and there was a lot of kind of complaining about the length of the car journey. So in honour of that journey, I've written a song called Are We There Yet?
Excellent. OK, well, when you're ready, Claudia McKenzie performing Are We There Yet? Fantastic. You have a fantastic voice, I must say. I feel very honoured to be sitting here and having you singing that song.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely amazing. And tell me something. Have you... maybe this is a silly question, but have you always been, I guess you must have always been able to sing that well?
I have actually only started singing properly in the last 3 years. I've sung little bits before. I've got a band, Giggle, who we've been in for about 10, 11 years, where I always sung little bits here and there. But as far as going out there and doing whole songs and whole gigs by myself, this project's about 3 years old.
Really? And have you had any training? Are you a trained singer, or have you just kind of picked it up?
I've been useless. I've gone for about 6 singing teachers. I don't quite. There's lots of, you know, sort of prescribed technique that I'm not very good at learning. So I've kind of just gone and found my own way and practiced and practiced and practiced.
And you write, I mean, you write your own material as well, obviously.
Yeah.
So how, it's a question I always ask, we've had quite a few singer-songwriters in over the last recent weeks, and I'm always interested to know, because it's just the kind of thing that I know I would be useless at, writing songs, let alone singing. And I'm always fascinated to know how that process is for you. Do you find it easy? Do the songs flow?
Sometimes. I'm not nearly as prolific as I wish I was. But every so often I'll get kind of a burst of... kind of creativity, and there'll be things going around, and I'll be very observant. I'll be like, oh, look at that, I could write a song from that. And sometimes they'll, you know, all the words will just come out and it will just be very easy. But some days I'll just make myself sit in a room for 4 hours and I won't do very much.
And playing the guitar, I'm actually playing the guitar. Do you have other instruments that you play?
I'm a bass player by trade, actually.
Right, so okay.
The guitar thing, playing guitar again, seriously, it's only happened, you know, kind of 3 years ago when I suddenly decided, right, I'm going to start writing, I'm going to start playing, I'm going to start singing my own songs. And then I thought, the best way of me doing that, and the best way of me doing that independently, is being able to play myself.
Sure.
Rather than getting somebody else in and having to call them up saying, oh, you know, let's have a songwriting session. Oh, sorry, I'm busy.
But, and when you are writing, which comes first, the words or the music? Or varies.
It varies.
Does it? And where do you write? Do you sort of sit down and say, right, now I'm going to write? Or are you just, something comes into your head and you have to grab a notebook or a guitar or whatever and go from there?
I don't have one prescribed technique that works.
You don't? Just
sometimes I'll be kind of doing something random and I'll get an idea, or sometimes I'll sit down with a guitar and an idea will come, or I'll start singing something. But there's no one particular way that I have a preference for. I just, whatever works that day.
And how have you found, you said that in the last few years you'd always worked and collaborated with other people. You still work with Fourth Labyrinth, who we know well here on Cambridge 105, play with them. What's the difference when you're playing by yourself? Presumably you feel more pressure if it's just you than if you're part of a band?
In some ways I feel more pressure. In some ways I feel freer because I can write stuff.
Do what you want.
I don't have to run it by anybody else. I can write really silly stuff and I'll be like, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, yeah. And the groups and people that you've worked with, how many in your Claudia and the Brady Bunch, how many of you are involved with that?
There is four of us. We're a four-piece.
Right.
So that's with Marcel, who's the front man of Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Paul Richards, who I'm sure has been here many, many times. He's a drummer and he writes comedy, performs comedy, writes plays, writes musicals, writes novels, you name it, he's in it.
Yes.
And a longtime friend of mine, Ed Evans-Morley, who plays some upright bass, who is actually the organiser of the Side Streets Festival, which is going on tonight.
Which is tonight. Yeah, yeah. And in fact, Marcel is, we best do this, he's going to be on, we've got a show called In Conversation with my colleague Neil Whiteside, who presents the weekday breakfast show here on Cambridge 105, and he's in conversation with Marcel this evening, so that show's on, I mentioned it earlier, that show's on Cambridge 105, just in case Neil's listening, he'll be expecting me to mention that now that you have, that's in the contract, every time Neil's name comes up, you've got to plug one of his programmes. Oh. So what are you going to play for us next, Claudia?
So I was talking about being able to write things that are very silly. And not have to have any approval from anyone else in the band. So this is song kind of demonstrates the freedom that I've exercised to do that.
What's this one called?
This one's called Staying In Tonight.
Staying In Tonight.
It's a little bit silly.
Sounds like my typical Saturday. Okay, here she is, Claudia McKenzie, song number two, Staying In Tonight. Very good. Hey, I tell you what, I bet that is quite a complicated song to perform, isn't it?
Oh, the guys have got the hang of it.
Yeah, that keeps them on their toes, I imagine. Do you know, the other thing is, I'm analysing your style there, the thing I really notice is your diction is particularly good. I don't know whether anybody's said that to you before. Sound like an old bloke now. Oh, you can understand every word. But no, seriously, your diction is really, really good. Every word crisp, you can hear everything you're singing, which is cool.
I suppose, and this is... The secret's out, is that I was born and I grew up in Essex.
Oh, I was born in Essex.
Okay.
Shenfield.
Hey, Basildon. And one of the things that that annoys me about Essex is sometimes the way the speak is very slack.
Yes.
You know, it's very lazy and I never wanted, I never liked the sound of it. And I think my mother never liked the sound of it. So she was always very careful to...
Make you speak properly. Right, yes. I think I sound more like I come from Essex than you do, probably.
No,
I've got one of those London accents. But, yeah. Oh, well, listen, Claudia, it's been fantastic to meet you and really enjoyed hearing you perform. It was a terrific, terrific set that you did there. Well, not set, couple of songs that you did there for us. And what I'm going to do is, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to give people the chance to grab bit of paper or whatever, and then we'll run through again some of the places people can see you performing live, including tonight, but you're back in Cambridge next week, you're in King's Lynn, I know tomorrow, we'll rattle through the list, and I really appreciate you coming in and playing for us and chatting with me, so thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no, pleasure. And just a reminder that if you want to find out more about Claudia, iClaudiaMusic.com, that's her website, iClaudiaMusic.com, also 4lab.co.uk, www.4lab.co.uk or iClaudiaMusic.com. Details there of all of her gigs she's playing tonight, the Side Streets Festival at the Red Bull in Newnham. That's a charity gig for the Pulmonary Hypertension Association. Tomorrow, Sunday, she's at the Woolpack in King's Lynn. Next Saturday, the Elm Tree in Cambridge. Relevant Records on Thursday, the 10th of November. Our good friends at Relevant Records. Friday the 2nd at the Cambridge Folk Club supporting Kimberly Roo. And then Sunday the 18th of December, 12 gigs in one day for Macmillan Cancer Support. Plus, of course, she's on a UK tour with Fourth Labyrinth in November.